Welcome back to the Valley Hoops Insider podcast, part of the Valley Hoops Insider website. I'm Harry Schrader, glad to be with you today. And man, as we continue to plow toward the end of the Missouri Valley Conference basketball season, we're privileged today to have as our guest Miles Foster from the Illinois State Redbirds. And Miles, appreciate you taking time with us today. The Redbirds have made some improvements the last couple of games. You got a couple two-game winning streak. Talk a little bit about that winning streak.
Definitely. I think, you know, just the emphasis on playing for each other, you know, treating every possession like it's priceless, especially as, you know, like you mentioned, we get down to the stretch and, you know, just trying to have fun out there. You know, we got a lot of fifth years this year. It's the last couple of games. We're just trying to play for them. And I think emphasis on that has helped us get above the hump these past few games.
I always jump ahead of myself. How on earth I think you grew up in Massachusetts, if I have that right, with a school in New Jersey. And you're in Peoria, Illinois. Those don't seem to compute. Tell us how you ended up there with the Redbirds.
Yeah, so I was originally born and raised in New York, and then I went to middle school and high school in Massachusetts. I got some family out there. Great experience in both spots. And then coming out of high school, I really didn't have that many options coming out of Brooks. But I was fortunate enough to get a scholarship to go to Monmouth right on the Jersey Shore, which wasn't too far from New York, where I was kind of homegrown. So had a great 3 years there. And then I guess it's a change of scenery from my senior year, and that's how I ended up in Bloomington Normal.
But from the beach in New Jersey to Peoria, I mean, yeah. What was the connection? How did that happen?
You got to give it to just the beauty of college basketball. Just I heard from a lot of different spots coming out of the portal, and I think kind of what separated, you know, Illinois State and my decision was just, you know, I think I kind of saw the vision that Coach Peden had as far as his plan to, you know, get the Redbirds back to prominence. So that's what I'm here to do.
Averaging 12 points a game, close to 8 rebounds a game. You're automatic from the field, 53%, I think, from the field. Tell people that haven't seen you play yet, what's your game? What's your style? Maybe who's a player that you might remind them of?
Yeah, definitely I would say a blue-collar style. Someone just works hard. Nothing too flashy, but just like you said, just get stuff done, does a little bit of the dirty work. And someone that's just reliable and consistent.
That's why Coach Peden likes you. He likes those guys that'll get their hands dirty playing the game, doesn't he?
Yeah, you always need a guy like that on every team. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Talk to me about Coach Peden. What about him maybe drew you there, and what about him do you still enjoy today?
Yeah, I'll definitely say just his attention to detail and how he really puts the emphasis on every single possession. You know, when we look back and watch film, whether after wins and losses, you know, we talk about certain stuff that we can work on for the next game that can help us be even more better and more efficient. Just like I spoke on earlier, just the value of every possession. And, you know, obviously mistakes are going to happen throughout the game, but just trying to limit those as possible and just doing what we do.
So have you been on Maddox's podcast yet, his son's podcast?
Yes, I got the Florida feature during our MTE, so that was pretty cool. We had the palm trees and the waterfalls in the background and sunglasses. So my feature was pretty cool, but yeah, I have been on the Maddox Minute.
The Maddox Minute. It's what the kid bothers me. He's got more followers than me. I like him a lot. He's a good kid. Compare the Coastal Athletic Conference and the Missouri Valley Conference. Maybe compare contrast.
Yeah. I would say obviously both really solid mid-major conferences. I would say what separates the Valley, I think, from the CAA is, I think, from top to bottom, the Valley is very, really good as far as just depth, team depth. So many good players from top to bottom from every team. I think the CAA was, I'll say, a little bit top heavy a little bit. The really, really good teams last year. I know Charleston last year was ranked in the top 25, 30 wins last year. But just like I felt like you knew who the top teams were in the CAA versus the Valley. I feel like, you know, every night you see teams from top to bottom. I think it's a little bit more kind of a logjam in between the middle of the conference. So I would say just that. And then obviously coaching, I think a lot more attention to scout. I feel like everyone kind of knows each other, like most conferences in February. But I think just there's an emphasis on attention to detail and execution, I would say. So.
You did it take you a little while to just get oriented? Obviously, a lot of new players in there this year. Did it take you a little while as a team or individually to get, I don't know, get used to one another? Like, I'm just a numbers guy a little bit. I looked at your stuff, and In the first 18 games, you were in double digits nine times. Now nine games in a row, you've been in double digits. I don't know if that's just a product of how things played out, or were you, you know, figuring it out as you went along?
Yeah, definitely. It was definitely a process. I think that's what some athletes kind of don't take into consideration when deciding to make a transfer or make a different move. But I think kind of embracing that process, you know, we knew what it was when we got here. We had, four transfers and three transfers prior to the year before, all coming from different walks of college. So just playing with each other, learning Coach Peden's system, his terminologies and stuff like that, and just trying to go with full effort and go hard as we can. We're trying to learn how to play each other and fill each other out.
You guys, you know, the Missouri Valley's, like you were talking about the Coastal Athletic Conference, striving to get noticed, and Indiana State finally gets nationally ranked. They're 23rd in the nation, and the Redbirds knock them off. Was that the biggest thrill of the season so far?
I think so far, definitely. I think it was definitely an exciting win. You know, they're a really, really good team, a lot of talented pieces. I think, you know, we just went in there, you know, obviously shorthanded too with some of our guys out, but I think we just had an emphasis on just, you know, just trying to just go in there and just execute what we do and do what we do. Like I said, you know, try and win the little battles. You know, we try and split each half into 4-minute halves before the media timeout, see if we could just win one, then win the next one. And then just as guys start to hit shots, I think the confidence grew and we start to execute even more down the stretch.
And you did it on the road at the Holman Center, just a gigantic win for the Redbirds. What was it like to play Kentucky? I mean, when you guys, you know, as a young guy growing up, you got to think, man, I want to play against the most elite, and Kentucky's one of those blue blood programs.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just something I could remember for the rest of my life. I remember, you know, being a freshman in high school and watching the teams with, you know, De'Aaron Fox and Devin Booker, Carl Anthony Towns. And, you know, you go in the arena for shoot around, you see all the national championships. And then obviously Coach Cal, Hall of Fame coach, first ballot. So definitely just exciting. You know, something I could look back on, just be like, I was able to play at Rupp. Just very cool. My family was able to come. So just exciting, you know, just for Coach Peden to schedule that game and give us all an opportunity to play on the big stage.
And the opportunities to go, like you mentioned, connecting with Maddox in Florida, to be able to go to the MTE and play in Florida. The college basketball experience, there's a lot of work that goes into it, but there are some great things and memories about it that you're creating.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, that was kind of a bonding trip a little bit too. You know, we went 1-2. We lost a close one to a really good High Point team at the buzzer. But I think even just in those short span of 3 days and three games, we learned a lot about ourselves and what we need to work on to prepare for Missouri Valley Conference play.
Are you in the market for a new car? I was, and I ended up at Don Brown Chevrolet here in St. Louis. Don Brown is famous for saying they are on King's Highway at the entrance to the hill, and I went to Don Brown Chevrolet, and salesman Ben Yates answered all my questions. He went the extra mile and helped me understand what the process was like, and then he got me perfectly situated in my brand new Chevrolet Trailblazer. I hate buying cars. I hate all the back and forth. And Ben Yates at Don Brown Chevrolet took all the manipulation out of it, helped me find the car I wanted and really that I needed. If you're looking for a new car, go to Don Brown Chevrolet, but not just to that great dealership. Call 314-474-0270 and ask for my new friend, Ben Yates. There's a picture of Ben and me and my brand new car on our website, valleyhoopsinsider.com. Low pressure, great service, helpful to a fault. Let Ben Yates at Don Brown Chevrolet know you heard about it from me, Harry Schrader, at valleyhoopsinsider.com. You guys are 7-9 in the league, and there's a whole lot still right out in front of you. I mean, 7-9, you're not throwing parades for a 7-9 record, but you're right there to be fifth, sixth, fourth. You know, there's still a lot to play for. Is that kind of the mindset right now amongst the
Redbirds? 100%. You know, we talk about it every day. We're not coaching. Coach Peden talks about, he's not coaching us, you know, to just win one specific game or get into a certain place. He's coaching us to win the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament in March. That's our goal. That's always been our goal. As far as seeding goes, obviously the bye is the first step right now. But I feel like, you know, we control our destiny as far as, you know, handling business these last few games and try and make a push and get hot at the right time.
Yeah, two in a row, they knocked off Indiana State, and then you knocked off Evansville. And put yourself right back in the hunt. I want to ask you about a couple of your teammates so you can give me a little scouting report on each, on some of the guys. I know Darius is out, but he's a unique player, isn't he?
Yes, definitely. I think someone at his size to have the field goal percentage he has, the two-point field goal percentage at his size, I think is really, really impressive. And just his explosiveness for his size, I think is something that makes him stand out.
Some guys have stood out recently. Poindexter's had a couple big games lately. Talk about Malachi.
No, definitely. I think, you know, he struggled a little bit early on than what he's used to. And I think for someone like that who shoots it as well as he does and he's making them all in practice and then sometimes in the game it might not be falling down, I think that could, you know, kind of affect his confidence a little bit. But I think, you know, that's when he just leaned on us even more and we just continue to tell him how good of a player he is and was solution-based with trying to work with him. And then I'm just really proud of him to kind of just withstand that slump because all shooters go through it. And for him to be able to kind of stick with it, stick with the process, and now he starts to reap the benefits of it now.
I talked to Coach Peden so many times this season, and he will say to me, we played really well. We achieved the goals we wanted. It just the ball didn't go in the hole, and we ended up losing. I mean, you guys have done a lot of things really well, played the right way, played good defense, shared the ball properly, and then it just doesn't fall. That's got to be a little maddening and yet encouraging. We can compete and get this done.
Yeah, definitely frustrating, but something to look at where, you know, you're just right there. You never know when you can get over that hump. And I think as long as you continue to stick with it, I think there'll be no doubt that eventually it'll come through. So I feel like you definitely struggled as far as, you know, hitting shots and stuff like that early on with our offense. But one thing we could always control is our defense, and I think we try to, you know, make that our identity.
Speaking of defense, Kendall Lewis is a nasty defensive player. Talk about Kendall.
Definitely. I just an all-around guy, all-around player as far as, you know, he'll guard the 1-5. He's rebounding like crazy. Just an energy guy, you know. Very, very athletic. I think he's underrated defensively as far as, you know, his lateral quickness, explosiveness. You know, Kendall at 6'8 is always the first guy in every single sprint. And it drives Coach mad because – He's wondering, like, why the guards aren't first. But Kendall's just, you know, just an elite athlete. And I think, you know, an even better person as far as, you know, his leadership and bringing the team together.
Dalton Banks, I confessed this on the television the other night. I missed on him. What I mean is when he transferred from Southern to there, I thought, well, you know, he's a good player. He'll be fine. He's been really good. I missed. Yeah. Like, I pay attention to these guys, and I think I know who's who.
Yeah,
and I missed. He's a good player. Talk about Dalton Banks.
Well, definitely. You know, Dalton's kind of our calming factor. I think obviously in a larger role this year here at Illinois State. So I think early on it took him time to adjust, which I think is natural. But I think he's been nothing but just a great addition to the team. He's been really positive and just trying to, you know, uplift and make and get other guys going before he gets himself going. I think that speaks to him as a basketball player and as a person as well.
So I had a fan reach out to me this last weekend, and Johnny Kinziger obviously has had some good games lately.
Yeah.
And he said the fans are starting to – you remember the old NBA guy, the Jeremy Lin, they started calling it Lin Sanity?
Yeah.
I had a fan tell me that they're starting to call it Kinzangity.
Oh, my gosh. No, I mean, definitely. If you walk around here, you probably think he's the mayor right now and normal. But they're trying to petition one of the school stores to start selling his jerseys. But, no, definitely. He's always been a confident kid. I think I started to see that early on, especially some of our early non-conference games. Just he would come in, and some of the reads he would make as a freshman were really impressive for me. And I'm just really excited for him. You know, obviously, like I said, with Darius and Jordan still finding his way back, we needed someone else to kind of step up. And I think he's filled those shoes perfectly as far as, you know, just executing. And just being there, hitting big shots, and just running the offense.
Talk to me about the young man Walker. He big guy, a lot of potential, and is slowly working his way into the rotation.
Yeah, I mean, definitely Chase is really talented as far as a back-to-back scorer. I think, you know, obviously when Lee went down, we were kind of shorthanded in the front court, and just from him being able to, you know, come out of a redshirt mid-season and provide valuable minutes. I think that's really impressive. It speaks to kind of the type of person he is and where his mental state is as a true freshman. I think he's still finding his way, but I think after as we get down the stretch and even as we lean into next year, I think you're going to see some really big strides with him. Very, very talented, very skilled, and just a great, great all-around guy, a great teammate.
What's next for you? What are you studying, and what do you hope to do after school? Maybe you want to continue to play professionally, but beyond that, what are you studying, and what are you thinking about long term?
So I'm a communications major right now. I'm set to graduate in May. But as far as I guess after whenever, if I'm fortunate enough to play professionally, but obviously you know the basketball stops bouncing some sooner or later. But I definitely take an interest in real estate. My uncle has a firm over in New York, so something I want to get into and kind of just selling houses and flipping houses. But not
coaching. You sound like a coach to me. You're breaking these guys down and telling me all kind of things, and I'm thinking, man, he ought to be a coach.
I do get that a lot. Me and Coach Doc talk about it sometimes. You know, if the right opportunity, I would say, present itself, I don't see why not. I definitely love basketball. I'd hope to, you know, do something around basketball, whether I'm playing or not. But always have a plan B, like my mom always says that. But definitely, who knows? We'll see. I could be on here in a couple years.
Well, no, I mean, seriously, you're talking and I'm thinking, man, he's breaking it down. He's got the coach speak. He understands the phrases. It's all good. You haven't played, you know, a full complement of the Missouri Valley Conference games yet, but of the places you've been, what's your favorite Missouri Valley Conference venue to play in that isn't CEFQ Arena?
Let's see. That's a really good question. Could I do like a top three, I guess?
Sure. Overall? Why not?
So in no order, I say when we were at Murray State was really excited. It was really exciting. Definitely just obviously the history there. Really, really strong mid-major program. You know, Cameron Payne, John Morant, Isaiah Cannon. And it was also, I think it was Greek night there the night we played. So just the entire student body was there. The entire town was there. So it was definitely rowdy and a really, really nice environment. We got a big win too over there too. So it just adds a cherry on top. Obviously, Indiana State, with them just being ranked, it was a sold-out crowd.
Awesome.
Just a really great environment. And then I would say for my next one, I haven't played there yet, but this weekend I would say probably Bradley. It's probably going to be a fun environment to play in, so I'm definitely looking forward to that one too.
Yeah, the War on 74, you guys get a chance to go take them down.
Yep.
Hey, I need to let you get to practice, but Miles Foster, thanks for your time today. Wish you all the best. Four games left, and then we'll see you here in St. Louis after that. I'm based here in St. Louis, so we look forward to having you here. Tell awesome. Coach Peden that I think you're a future coach.
Okay, I will. I'll tell him. I will.
That's Miles Foster. He's with the Illinois State Redbirds. I'm Harry Schrader. You've been watching the Valley Hoops Insider podcast here on valleyhoopsinsider.com. And remember, since you've been there, make it a better place. We'll see you again real soon.